glorious Monday meeting to order here Monday, August the 14th, 2017, 9:30 a.m. Special Port Commission meeting of the Port of Houston Authority. I don't have any comments in anticipation of the meeting, so let's go into the items under the executive section. Item B1 is to consider an award of a contract for group medical insurance coverage for Port Authority active employees, retirees who are not Medicare eligible, and dependents to Aetna Life Insurance Company in an amount not to exceed $15,056,107 for a one-year period commencing January the 1st of 2018. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify.
Wait a minute, let's have some discussion.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Didn't this also have Kelsey see one of the other people that you can hear on it that they can go to? They have an option?
Yes. This proposal that came in from Aetna is a dual proposal. Employees will have the option to stay with Aetna, or they will be able to use Kelsey Siebold Clinics, which prior to the October 1 of 2016, we had about 38-40% of our people were on Kelsey. But if you remember, Blue Cross dropped Kelsey and we had to move everybody there. At that point, Aetna did not have a relationship with Kelsey. They now do.
Good to know.
So this all in this one, that's all included.
That's correct. You can go either or.
So does Kelsey have enough facilities in the area to cover most of the people if they wanted to switch over?
Yes. There's only 67 people that do not live in a Kelsey zone.
And
the majority of those, 37 of them, are in Dayton and a portion of Baytown, which Kelsey has plans to build a clinic in 19. Won't do anything for this year, but Kelsey's getting better being around the country.
So I understand that the employees, if they go to Kelsey, there will not be any copay. If they stay with Aetna, there will be a copay.
Not copay. Everything, the copays are going to stay the same as they are today. So when you go to a doctor, you still pay the same thing you do on both programs. Next year, the proposal from Aetna is if you stay with Aetna, you will have a 10% increase in your rates, which is about $40 a month for families and about $15 for individuals. But if you, and then you will pay a $250 deductible for inpatient or outpatient processes. It is a $250 per year per person, but there is a $500 family max on that. If you go Kelsey, there will be no increase from what you're paying today, what they are paying today for their premiums. And there will be no changes to any of the other fee structures that we currently have.
Okay, so they have an option in not to have any increase in their cost if they go to Kelsey.
Correct.
So what do they have to pay right now if they go to Kelsey this year?
It depends on what you're looking at. I mean, if a doctor's appointment is $20, if you go to a specialist, it's like $40. If you use an emergency room, it's $150. So there's a spread of fees depending on what you're actually doing.
What I don't understand is we're awarding this for 1 year, right?
That's correct.
And you've already negotiated next year, 2 years from now. You're telling me not this year, but the following year, here's what happens. How would you know that unless you...
No, I was just saying that Kelsey is going to build another clinic. That's all I was saying about 19. January 1 of 18... to December 31 of 18.
So doesn't their premiums change or something to that effect?
That we will go out, we'll either get a proposal that's acceptable or we'll go out for bids as we do every year.
I misunderstood.
Let me clarify. This is for what you're acting on today is calendar year 18. And so what Tom just described, Kelsey, the fee structure staying the same means that 17 and 18 are going to be the same if you go to Kelsey.
We don't know what they're going to do in 2019.
Right.
We don't know what anybody's going to do in 2019.
And nobody will give us multi-year proposals.
Well, let me say something. I know that staff has worked really hard on this, and so I want to thank Tom Height and Mr. Birdwell and the other people that
Jessica
that contributed to this. Right. You know, with healthcare in such great flux right now, frankly, I am surprised that you were able to negotiate as good a contract as you were able to do with Aetna, because most other companies that I'm aware of, the companies that I'm associated with, are getting across the board 30% increases that are hitting their employees much harder than what this does. And you know, our employees do have a choice. They can use Kelsey with no change in cost. I think most of our employees, however, like Aetna, because they like the opportunity to go to their current doctor. That was my understanding about why some of the other plans that we had in previous years were not as palatable to our employees. So I think this is the best of both worlds, certainly for this year. And we're just going to have to revisit it next year and the year after that. And I worry, frankly, that we're not going to be able to find something of this caliber and quality at this cost in future years because of the exorbitant increase in costs for healthcare across the nation. And I certainly encourage Roger, Tom, Mr. Birdwell, Jessica, if you'd like to make comments, happy to hear them. No, okay.
Roger. No, I think they did a great job in getting this plan. Who knows what the following year holds for us, but you know, the fact that minimal increases and flexibility for the employees to use multiple different providers is a win-win.
And before we call this for a vote, we do have three commissioners that are not here. Commissioner Don Carlos is out of town. Commissioner Branch was not feeling well today. Commissioner Corgi had a conflict that he could not resolve. It's my understanding, I had a message from Commissioner Corgi that he's fully in favor of this. Certainly we can't count that as a vote because he's not here, but he did not have any concern about this. I have not had a chance to talk with Commissioner Branch, but Roger, have you had an opportunity to talk with Commissioner Don Carlos and Commissioner Branch?
I have talked directly to Commissioner Don Carlos. I have not talked to Commissioner Branch, but I've received no, the information's been distributed. We hadn't received any opposition to what we've recommended today.
Okay. And is there some time critical element to this, Mr. Height?
Yes, because we have to start the process internally of reaching out to our employees and going forward. And if we don't and we want to go for a bid, it's going to be very tight if we don't start right now.
Okay. And do you have concern that if we went out for a bid, in other words, a request for a proposal from other insurance carriers, including Aetna, that we would not be able to get a contract as favorable as what we have on the table today?
For 6.7% overall, yes, because our last 2 years we've had loss ratios of 103 and 115%. So that means for every dollar every dollar we've paid them, they've paid out more than a dollar. So if we take this to the market and it's not Aetna, we're gonna pick that up because they're gonna charge us for those high loss ratios.
Is that a lot to do with these retirees that you're talking about?
In 16, there's a couple long-term disabilities, not retirees, but long-term disability that did make that number go that way, which we have now fixed. So that's why we're hoping the 18 numbers come back to what we believe they should be. And Bruce has already started the process of what do we have to do to go self-insurance for the following years, if at all possible.
Okay. Well, I know that you're going to keep your eye on it and do the best you can for future years. So with that, are there any further comments or questions?
I just want to also say the staff did a great job of negotiating this contract. I know it's real, real tough. But the reason I asked all the questions because I want to make sure, and I know y'all will, that the employees understand if they go to Kelsey Sebo, there won't be any increases to them. You know, it's easy for us to say the employees can pay more and pay more. But, you know, sometimes we've got to look out for them, too. While the port is doing well, And we're doing well financially. We're making money. We're doing well. So I just want us to always, and I know the rest of you feel the same way, to look out for the employees as much as we can.
That's exactly why we're here.
Right.
And okay. I'd like to say I agree with you on all the points you just made, but that health care in our country is a huge issue. And $24,000 per employee is a lot of money to pay on an annual basis for medical insurance. And I don't know how sustainable that's going to be as we go forward and health care costs continue to rise exorbitant the way they are. But I agree that it's fortunate for us that the port is continuing to do well financially. And we need to keep that going, that's for sure. So.
All right. With that, I'd call it for a vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item two is to amend a previously approved purchase order in an amount not to exceed $60,000 to SHI Government Solutions for annual renewal of Mimecast email management software, maintenance and support to authorize the Buy Board Cooperative Purchase Program. Before I ask for a motion, would somebody explain this to me,
yes,
please?
Yes, I'm going to get Eric to explain it. This is kind of a snafu that we had on a previous award.
So this item was awarded by the commission in July, and we determined through, I think, a miscommunication that while the contract, the ultimate awardee was correct in the item, which is a company called SHI, the cooperative program we were using was incorrectly described. We said it was DIR, which is the state cooperative program, and the contract's actually being provided through Buy Board. And so this, you know, ultimately the economic reality is no different than what you approved, but we felt that it would be best to have the record correctly reflect who the entity that was the co-op. By the way, this is the system that we use for storing our email messages and for searching them. It's, as you know, we get open record requests, litigation, things like that. It's the system we use for searching.
The trouble I have with this is that the way it's worded, it makes it seem like we're amending a previously approved purchase order to add another $60,000.
And that is not the case. I will plead guilty to any Scrivener problems on that. No, it's still $60,000. Hasn't changed. It's just that the PO that was already open said DIR, and now it's going to say Buy Board.
So it should read, amend a previously approved purchase order in the amount of $60,000, not to be...
There's no increase.
No, increased at this meeting, simply to correct a clerical or ministerial error in the cooperative program name.
Well, if you would like to move to make that amendment, we will have the minutes reflect that.
Excellent. Okay. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Thank
Second.
You. Seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries.
Best change order I've ever sent.
Change order.
Okay. So we're going to recess the open meeting, and we're going to convene an executive session for a few minutes.
Okay. It is now 9:44 a.m. The Port Commission of the Port Eastern Authority of Harris County, Texas, will convene in a closed meeting as permitted by the Texas Open Meetings Act.
No, really, just probably had
a private consultation. We will deliberate regarding real estate.
I know, I'm glad you did it. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Economic developments or economic development negotiations or incentives, preliminary evaluation of public employees, good deliberation regarding public employees. And security-related matters, the Court Commission will reconvene in public session after the closed meeting.
Session. Commissioner Kennedy, do you have a motion?
I do, Chairman. I move to authorize the Port Authority to act to potentially acquire property in the vicinity of Bayport Terminal on the terms discussed in executive session, and authorize the Executive Director to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. That concludes our meeting for today, August 14th, 2017. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.